from 1979, a song called Fire. Well, fire today, I think it's going to be pretty warm in the Eastern Cape. I'm not sure what it's like in Johannesburg, but Corrie's on the line from the Heart and Stroke Foundation, ready to talk to us today about our topic of discussion, which is it's all about nutrition. And of course, Corrie is one of the Heart and Stroke Foundation's registered dietitians. And Corrie, good morning. Welcome to the show on this Tuesday morning.
Morning, Wayne. Thank you for having me. It's a very rainy morning here in Joburg.
Okay, so you've got a wet one, but hopefully it'll blow over. But Corrie, talking nutrition, what are the key nutrients our bodies need daily and which foods provide them?
So let's start with the macronutrients. So these are carbohydrates for energy, protein to build and repair tissue, and then of course your healthy fats to support cell growth. You can find carbs in whole grains like brown rice and whole wheat bread or whole wheat pasta, as well as fruits and veggies. Your protein-rich foods include your lean meats, your legumes, which is your beans, your eggs and dairy, and then healthy fats are found in fatty fish, avos, nuts, and seeds. But then, of course, we also need micronutrients. So these need to function properly. So that's why fruits and veggies are so important. The recommendation is to aim for 5 servings of them daily. And then finally, fiber and probiotics are also very important. So fiber supports healthy digestion and satiety, and can be found in whole grains, fruits, and vegetables. And then, of course, probiotics support gut health and immune function, and they are found in fermented foods like yogurt, mahiu, or inkomazi.
Okay, so there's a wide range of foods that you need to eat to kind of keep that healthy balance. And now the question is, how can someone transition from unhealthy eating habits to a healthier lifestyle?
So transitioning to a healthy lifestyle can be tough at first, but with a gradual and sustainable approach, you can set yourself up for success. So firstly, start by making small changes. Try to identify 1 or 2 unhealthy habits that you'd like to change, like, for example, cutting back on sugary drinks or eating more fruits and veggies. Make sure your goals are specific, measurable, and achievable. And it's always great if you can track your progress to stay aware of your eating habits. Right. So it's not just about cutting out the bad stuff. It's also about adding in the good stuff. So focus on incorporating more whole, unprocessed foods in your diet, like the whole grains, lean proteins, and healthy fats that I mentioned. And find new recipes and healthy alternatives to your favorite foods that you think can be replaced with healthier options.
Right. So it's a process. You mustn't just think, okay, I'm going to change, and then a day later you're so despondent that you just go back to your old habits.
Yes, definitely. Transitioning to a healthier lifestyle takes time.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose a lot of willpower, because those burgers are just so tempting.
Yes, definitely. But there are ways that you can still have them and enjoy
and
them.
Enjoy.
But add healthier foods with them.
Right. Now, what are some simple swaps that people can make to eat healthier without changing their entire diet? And I suppose there you've kind of alluded to it.
Yes, definitely. So, for example, you can swap white bread or white buns to whole grain bread to get more fiber and nutrients. You can choose baked or grilled cooking methods instead of frying. That will reduce your calorie intake. You can select low-fat dairy instead of full fat to reduce your saturated fat intake. You can pick water with sugar instead of sugary drinks, so that the water you can always flavor with mint or fresh fruit. You can opt for herbs and spices instead of salt. And that way you add flavor to the food, but you don't add sodium, which can increase your risk for high blood pressure. And then snacks like popcorn is always a healthier option than your chips. And lean proteins, of course, like your chicken, fish, instead of your processed meats that are high in saturated fat and sodium.
Right, right. And what are the best foods to include in our diet for sustained energy through the day, you know, to kind of keep you up and running?
Energy levels throughout the day, for balanced energy levels, it's very essential to keep your blood sugar levels stable. So blood sugar spikes are caused by consuming large amounts of refined carbohydrate foods. These are your white bread, your sugary snacks, treats, baked goods, and sweetened drinks. So what happens is that these foods provide a quick energy boost, but then they send your blood sugar levels soaring, followed by a crash. To prevent this, whole grain carbohydrates and whole foods are crucial. So foods high in fiber, like fruits and veg, can help slow down that digestion and keep your blood sugar levels stable. So opt for healthier snacks like fresh fruit and vegetables, such as apples, baby tomatoes, carrot sticks, unsweetened yogurt. You can also create a trail mix with nuts and seeds. And it's not just about you eat, it's also about what you don't eat. So not getting enough protein and healthy fats can make it harder for your body to regulate your blood sugar levels. So aim to pair your whole grain carbs with lean proteins like chicken, fish, eggs, or low-fat cheese. And then, of course, other factors that contribute to blood sugar spikes is dehydration, so making sure you get enough water, but then also stress and lack of sleep. So addressing these are also important to maintain stable blood sugar levels, and, of course, energy throughout the day.
And, Corey, how can someone eat healthily on a tight budget? And I think this is vitally important these days because, you know, people have got tight budgets, but we still need to eat healthily.
Yes, definitely. So it's all about a little bit of planning and creativity. You can enjoy healthy meals without overspending. So start by planning your meals for the week. Check weekly ads for your local grocery stores, specials. Plan your meals around the items that are on sale. If you can, buy in bulk, shop at discount stores, use coupons. So cooking at home is also a great way to save money. So try cooking some items in bulk. It's also more convenient for during the week, using affordable protein sources like beans and eggs. They are great ways to improve the nutrient quality of the meal, and making your own snacks. Shopping in season can also help you save money on produce. And yes, it's all about that little bit of planning beforehand.
And then talking about eating healthily, and how does healthy eating contribute to preventing chronic diseases like diabetes and heart disease?
Yes, so up to 80% of heart disease and stroke can be prevented by making simple changes to our daily lives, which of course includes healthy eating. So firstly, healthy eating helps with weight management, which is a major risk factor for developing chronic disease. So eating a balanced diet that includes the whole unprocessed foods can help with weight control and satiety. Specifically, when it comes to heart disease, healthy eating can help lower cholesterol levels by reducing your saturated and trans fat intake. And it can also help lower or control your blood pressure by incorporating foods rich in potassium and calcium and magnesium, which is great for blood pressure, and then, of course, low in sodium.
Okay. And hydration, I mean, looking at the temperatures down our way today, hitting 30 degrees, how does hydration play a role in healthy eating?
So staying hydrated is also an important part of healthy eating and a healthy diet. Water helps with digestion and nutrient absorption. So it also makes sure that when you eat your food, you get all those important nutrients that we talked about. Then, of course, it helps prevent constipation and to maintain healthy blood sugar levels that we talked about. Sometimes thirst can also come across as hunger, leading to overeating and making unhealthy food choices. So by staying hydrated, you can also actually help with weight management. The key is to drink plenty of water and stay away from those sugary drinks. That's how you improve your eating habits through hydration.
Right, that makes sense. Now, busy people, how can busy professionals or students maintain a healthy diet with a demanding schedule? And how often do you hear it, oh, I haven't got time to do this or that? Is that a valid excuse?
So it is definitely a problem, if I can say, that we are facing. Maintaining a healthy diet can be tough when you're juggling a busy schedule. But again, this is where the little bit of planning ahead comes in. So take some time on the weekend to meal prep for the week. You know, you can easily chop veggies or even cook your proteins for the week. Assemble healthy meals that can easily be reheated. Take advantage of convenient, healthy options. So many grocery stores now offer pre-cut veggies, salad bars, and healthy grab-and-go meals. Also, healthy snacks to make sure you have them on hand to prevent you from going for the unhealthy ones like nuts and seeds is a great way. And of course, we said don't forget to stay hydrated, drink plenty of water, and avoid sugary drinks.
Right, that all makes sense. And any final tips for our listeners to improve their eating habits starting today?
Of course. So make small changes can make a big difference. Start slow. Even some approaches as in just eating slow, savoring your food, paying attention to your body's hunger cues can also make a big difference. Definitely, I would say be mindful of sugary drinks. We know that one can of cool drink can contain up to 12 teaspoons of sugar. So it's so easy to get much more energy than you really need from just a sugary drink that you don't even realize how much you're drinking. But yes, it's all about small sustainable changes. You know, set a weekly goal, even just adding an extra serving of veggies can already be a great way to improve your diet. Every healthy choice you make will make a difference. So celebrate your success and build from there.
There we go. And one last question, contacting the Heart and Stroke Foundation, because you've got a lot of information on your platforms.
Yes. So listeners can view all our resources, such as a collection of recipe books featuring tasty and nutrition meals. So that's on our website at www.heartfoundation.co.za.
Great. Kari, thank you very, very much. Have a great week and looking forward to chatting again next week, Tuesday.
Thank you, Wayne.
Cheerio. Then that's Kari Erasmus, one of the registered dietitians at the Heart and Stroke Foundation, talking to us today.